was only Halloween. What does it all mean?
This is It's Almost Halloween, a band of fanfic featuring members of Panic at the Disco, written by Harriet Vane and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and is gem, which is as good as pre-GSF with these kids, with additional warnings for zombies, off-screen gore, and Zach with an axe.
Everybody!
I think, said Brendan, that something's wrong. Ryan rolled over and buried his head under his pillow. He attempted to say, it's 4 a.m, you dickhead. But what came out was mostly a yawn. Ryan Ross, you need to get up. Ryan waved one arm and hoped that Brendan would go away if he was ignored. Sometimes that worked. Not for very long, obviously, but sometimes Ryan got lucky. There was a weird moaning sound. Weird enough that the hair on Ryan's arms started to prickle, and something cold shivered down his spine. He sat up and nearly smacked his head on the bunk. Was that you? He asked. Brendan hopped from foot to foot and looked anxious. No, he said. That's the thing. I really think you ought to get up. He rubbed his hands against his bare arms and twitched a little. Ryan knew the only sensible answer to weird noises and upset Brendan's in the middle of the night. Where's Spencer? He asked. Spencer will handle it. Brendan made a complicated, frowny, apologetic face. He and Zach went out to see what the noise was, like, a while ago, and they aren't back yet. He pitched all those sentences like questions, as if maybe Ryan wouldn't be mad at him if he was only suggesting it. Then where's John? Ryan asked. He went to look for them, said Brendan. And then he burst out. Please get up, Ryan. I don't want to be alone. There's a weird noise and stuff outside. Stuff, echoed Ryan. He got out of the bunk and pulled on a t-shirt, because if he was going on an expedition to find Spencer and John, then he wasn't going to do it in just his underwear. Stuff like what? Brendan waved a little frantically. Like fog, he said. Scary fog and darkness. Fog isn't scary, said Ryan. Put on some pants, we have to find our band. Ryan dug through a suitcase looking for a pair of jeans that were actually his. The first pair were doll-sized, so he tossed them to Brendan, and the second pair were big enough for 3 Ryans, which meant they were John's. Ryan pulled them on anyway. Fog that eats Zach is scary, Brendan insisted. The fog ate Zach and Spencer, and then John. How is that not scary? There was another, longer moan from outside, and then a howl. Ryan shivered involuntarily. Brendan squeaked a little. Ryan was pretty sure that everyone was fine, because Brendan was well known to be both superstitious and an overreactor. But it was weird that they'd been gone for so long. If this is a practical joke, said Ryan, I will kill you all. Brendan made another nervous noise and grabbed a hoodie. I hope it is, he said. Why didn't anyone wake me up? Ryan asked. I shouldn't have to wake up and find out my best friend is missing and there are scary evil howls. Do you really think they're scary and evil? Brendan asked anxiously. I was hoping that was just me. Anyway, you said if anyone woke you up before noon, you were going to kill them, and you had your really serious mean face on, the one you used to... I mean, I haven't seen you look that mean in a while, so we decided not to wake you up even when the noises started. Ryan rolled his eyes. I was joking, he said. I don't want to kill people nearly as often anymore. Things have changed for us, Brendan agreed. So, are we going to go look for them? Obviously, said Ryan. Everything outside the bus was pitch black, which was not usual. He couldn't see anything except blank darkness. Where are we? Lost in the fog, said Brendan. He shoved his hands in his pockets. Maybe we should wait here. Zack said to wait here. But Zack hasn't come back, Ryan said. How long has it been? Have you tried calling them? An hour, said Brendan. Half an hour since John left. They're totally not answering their phones. That was ominous. Even if they'd wandered off and gotten stoned and forgotten to come back, Zack should have brought them back by now. Ryan looked around the bus for things that might help fight an evil fog, but he didn't see much. Do you know how to make holy water? He asked. Brendan frowned. I'm not Catholic. You want me to ask my mom to mail me some of the special underwear? Nah, said Ryan. You want to stay here? I'm going to go find Spencer. I am not staying here alone, Brendan said firmly. Uh-uh. Okay then, said Ryan. He didn't have a crucifix or a rosary or anything, but he had a lot of bracelets with hearts on them, and maybe those would do something. He put on 5 or 6 and handed one to Brendan, who looked puzzled but didn't argue. Let's go. Where are the flashlights? Spencer and Zack and John took them, said Brendan. But I think there's another one here. Ryan pushed the door open just as the howling started up again. It shrieked up and down the scale, and Brendan definitely tried to press himself as tightly as possible against Ryan's back. Chill, said Ryan firmly. I'm chill, Brendan lied. He snuck his hand into Ryan's, and Ryan pretended not to notice. Possibly Ryan also wanted someone to hold hands with. It was dark outside. Not normal dark, but pitch black, except where Ryan could see tendrils of fog swirling off into the blackness around the bus's headlights. The headlights faded into darkness, and then there was just nothing. No streetlights, no houses, no buildings. This is weird, said Ryan. Creepy, Brendan agreed. Which way did they go? Ryan asked. He raised his voice and shouted, Spencer! Spencer! His voice was totally swallowed by the fog and darkness. You shout, ordered Ryan. You've got the loudest voice. Brendan made an unhappy noise. This isn't funny, he hollered. Ryan winced. Brendan was right in his ear. Zack! Spencer! John! You guys, come on! There was no response. Brendan's voice just sank into the fog and vanished. Ryan turned on the flashlight with his free hand and said, Okay, let's do this. He was a little alarmed at how quickly the bus vanished behind them. Brendan's hand was a little sweaty and gross, but at least it meant Ryan wasn't walking totally alone through a creepy, featureless void. Something howled. Brendan stopped dead, so Ryan had to, too.
Let's go back, Brendan said.
Back where? Asked Ryan. Do you even know which way the bus was? Said Brendan. Ryan couldn't see, but he assumed Brendan was pointing. That way?
We're going toward the noise, said Ryan firmly.
He was pretty sure that was what Spencer would have done. Then Spencer would have yelled at whoever it was for howling, because Spencer was both awesome and kind of dumb.
I think that's a bad idea, said Brendan, huddling a little closer to Ryan. But he didn't try and stop him.
There was a moan, a lot closer. It was low and creepy, and it sounded so much like a horror movie that Ryan was hopeful Zach was just watching a slasher flick.
Outside. In the dark. With no screen or light. Okay, maybe not.
Look out! Brendan yelled suddenly. He grabbed Ryan's arm and yanked him backwards, and Ryan stumbled and fell.
Something swished through the air over his head, and there was a sudden stink of rotting garbage and blood. Ryan landed hard on Brendan, who squeaked painfully. What's that? Ryan demanded. His heart was pounding.
Before he could get back to his feet, there was a squishy, wet thwack noise, and the moan stopped.
That, said Spencer's voice, is a zombie. Ugh, they are gross motherfuckers. I have zombie guts all over my pajamas.
Ryan pointed the flashlight up. Spencer grinned at him. He had spattered something all over his shirt, and he was holding a baseball bat. Ryan didn't ask where it had come from. Spencer was the kind of person who, in case of zombie attack, would obviously find a baseball bat.
What do you mean, zombie?
Asked Brendan, a little muffled underneath Ryan.
Ow, get off of me! You mean zombie, zombie? I think so, said Spencer. Except so far they haven't tried to eat my brain.
That, said John's voice, is because we all know Ryan is the brains of this outfit. Ryan turned the flashlight again. John looked pale, but that might just have been the weak light and the darkness around them.
Ryan definitely has the tastiest brain here, Brendan said.
Hey, I'm super glad you guys aren't dead. Do you have another baseball bat? Or a shotgun? Or Zach? Ryan got to his feet and pulled Brendan up, too.
Nah, said Spencer. He said he was gonna handle it. I mean, crazy fans, sure, but zombies?
He shrugged.
You guys seen the boss? I lost it somewhere.
That way, said Brendan, pointing in the opposite direction from where Ryan thought it was.
I think, maybe?
Oh, shit, zombie! There was another moan, and then a shriek, and something lumbered out of the darkness at them. It got one hand on Ryan's arm, feeling cold and dead and utterly creepy.
Hey,
said John, launching himself at the zombie thing to try and pull it off.
Move,
said Spencer, lining up the bat. He swung, and the head flew off, disappearing as it tumbled into the darkness.
The body just stood there.
What is with these things?
Ew, ew, ew,
Brendan chanted, pulling the fingers off Ryan's arm. Ryan would have helped, but he was feeling a little lightheaded.
There was a zombie holding onto him.
Brendan shoved at the zombie's body, and it tipped over and fell with a wet crunch against the ground.
Okay, we need to get back to the bus, because that was gross.
I want to know why zombies, said John.
I mean, does this kind of thing just happen? The bus wanders off into the darkness and then zombies eat us? I feel like I would have seen that on the news.
Unless it just happened, said Spencer. Maybe this is the start of the zombie apocalypse.
Or maybe, Brendan moaned, this is the end and we're the last living people on Earth.
No, Pete would have called, Ryan reassured him.
Or texted, said Spencer. Sorry, got to go, zombie ate Patrick. Something.
There was a shriek somewhere nearby, and they all turned. Spencer hoisted his bat defensively, and John held up his hands as if he were about to karate chop someone. Ryan was 90% sure John didn't know karate, but he appreciated the thought. He squeezed Brendan's hand, since that seemed like a helpful thing to do. The flashlight flickered and went out.
Oh, great, said John.
There was a flare of light. John and Spencer both backed over, close enough that Ryan could feel their shoulders pressed against his. Brendan had plastered himself to Ryan's back again. A whole army of zombies were shuffling toward them. And in front of them was a girl with a dog roughly the size of a small horse. She looked pretty pissed. Her dog did, too. He snarled and growled and snapped at the band. My zombie army is going to eat your brains, she said. Ryan frowned. Do we know you? He does, she said, and pointed at Ryan. No, wait, she was pointing at Brendan behind Ryan. Ryan, Spencer, and John turned to look at Brendan, who tried really hard to shrink into his hoodie.
Brendan, said Ryan, anything you want to tell us?
Brendan shook his head. I would remember if zombies had been hanging around the bus, he promised. All I wanted, she said, was some of your blood. Just a little bit. Just enough to make a copy of you to be my love slave. Her eyes were kind of wide and crazy. Ryan looked at Spencer, and Spencer rolled his eyes.
Girls definitely got the weirdest about Brendan. They never should have made him lead singer.
No thanks, said Brendan. I mean, thanks for the offer, but I like to keep my blood on the inside.
The dog snarled and snapped.
You can come here, she said, or I can send Muffin to go get you.
No,
said Spencer immediately, holding up the bat. Behind her, the zombie swayed and moaned and howled.
It was creepy as fuck.
Ryan's spine was trying to crawl out of his back and run away. My zombies are going to love eating your brains, she said, putting her hands on her hips.
Yeah, bring it,
said Spencer, waving the bat around crazily. Ryan wasn't actually sure Spencer could take on 100 zombies on his own, so clearly they needed to come up with some secondary strategies.
Hang on, it's okay, said Brendan, stepping around Ryan.
His voice was really high-pitched and tight.
If she just needs a little of my blood and the alternative is zombies eating you guys, it's totally cool. No, it's not, said John, grabbing Brendan's arm. Not cool at all.
Ryan wanted to make a joke, something about John not feeling sanguine about Brendan's blood, but now is probably not the time to stop and explain new vocabulary to the band.
You don't get Brendan, Ryan said firmly instead.
A zombie shuffled forward, moaning and waving his arms. Spencer swung the bat and knocked off one arm, but it flailed and hit him back.
Ryan didn't stand for that kind of thing.
He swung the flashlight and hit the zombie in the head. The flashlight sank into the gross, squishy zombie skull, and Ryan yelped and stumbled backwards. The zombie tipped over and crashed into Joan, who threw it off and ducked aside.
"Gross," said Ryan.
His hand was covered in drippy, gooey stuff.
"This is disgusting. Does anyone know how to get zombie off your shirt?"
"I bet Gerard Way does," said John.
"He said he probably wouldn't survive a zombie attack," Ryan said automatically. Spencer rolled his eyes, and Ryan winced. He had to stop fanboying Gerard and then admitting to it.
"No one is going anywhere," the girl yelled. "Not until I get my blood."
"How much blood?" Brendan bargained.
Ryan kicked him in the shin.
Brendan was always going way too far to make the fans happy.
"Listen, lady, lots of people want a piece of Brendan," said Spencer. "Or the rest of us. That doesn't mean they get one. Undo your freaky voodoo and get rid of the zombie army, or what?" she asked.
"I'm the one with the evil wolf and the zombie army."
That seemed like a reasonable point to Ryan.
"But we're the ones with Brendan," he said,
clutching the back of Brendan's hoodie a little.
He wiped some zombie brains off on it. His hand was getting all sticky. "They're also the ones with me," said Zack, appearing out of the darkness.
Zack hadn't found a baseball bat. Zack had found an axe.
Ryan winced and hid his face in Brendan's shoulder before he had to see anything. There was a shriek and a splat, and Zack laughed a little bit too much like a maniac in a slasher film.
"Oh, hell no," said Brendan, and then his voice was totally muffled because Spencer was clinging to both of them, and so was John. It was a nice group hug, because it meant Ryan didn't have to see whatever was making all those shrieks and growls and howling noises. He really, really didn't want to know what Zack was doing with the axe. Moans cut off in horrible, bubbly noises, and Ryan clung a little tighter to Spencer.
"Is he..." Brendan started, sounding half curious and half horrified.
"No looking," John ordered. "Just hugging. Oh, ew."
"Ew what?"
"Nothing," said Spencer. He was the tallest, so he turned his back to the carnage and blocked Brendan's view. They'd gotten really good at group hugs at some point. Ryan was pretty grateful. He wondered if they could write a song about how hugging was totally better than watching zombies get decapitated, and figured they probably could. Then, if he ever missed being afraid for his life, Ryan could work in a way to make Spencer play the tambourine.
"Okay, guys," said Zack.
Brendan peeked up over Spencer's shoulder. "You didn't kill her," he said. "Yay, Zack!" There were dismembered zombie body parts and goo and brains everywhere. Ryan wondered where she'd gotten all the zombies, then decided he didn't want to know. Ever. Zack reached over and petted the dog. The girl crossed her arms and glowered.
"Fix it," Zack ordered.
"I don't know what you mean," she said.
Zack glared.
Ryan was really, really glad that Zack's job was to glare at other people, not at him.
"Fine," she said.
She mumbled something, and lights started flickering all around them. After a second, the fog lifted, and they were in a dimly lit parking lot instead of a formless black void.
"Oh, yay, shopping carts," said John. "I missed this when I thought we were wandering in hell."
"You," said Zack, "are banned from shows. Forever. I have a whole speech about not being creepy, and now I'm gonna have to add a bunch of shit about black magic and evil zombies. I swear to God, fans of other bands are cool with no touching. What is it about these kids that makes you all nuts?
Can I get a signature at least?
She asked, making a sad face.
Sure, said Brendan automatically.
Ryan had been half expecting that, and apparently so had John and Spencer, because absolutely no one let go of Brendan.
No, said Spencer. He's ours. Get your own.
I was trying, she complained. Zach pointed at the bus.
How about you guys go back and get some sleep before the show, okay? I'll handle her.
Ryan was beyond cool with that. No one was dead. He had Spencer back. No crazy fans had stolen Brendan. And John was making kissy faces at a giant dog. Things were okay.
You'll handle her without the axe, right? Said John.
Zach made a face.
I'll work on it. Night, guys.
Ryan tugged on his band until they started walking. It was a little hard to move, all huddled together, but Ryan wasn't about to let go of either Spencer's shoulders or Brendan's hand. Not even to pull up his jeans, which he suddenly remembered were actually John's and were falling down.
When we get back, said Spencer, I think we should shower and then we should make a pillow fort in the lounge and stay there forever.
Cool.
I'll make hot chocolate, said Brendan.
With tiny marshmallows, said John.
And nothing that's dead or undead,
said Ryan.
Maybe we could go adopt a puppy. That might help.
One little near-death experience and you get all freaked out, said Brendan. He wrapped his arms around John's neck.
Piggyback? This was your fault somehow,
said Spencer affectionately.
I know it. I'm going to figure it out, and then I'm going to kick your ass.
Uh-huh, said Brendan unconcernedly, letting John drag him.
It's not my fault the fans love me best.
That's what you get for growing a weird little mustache thing. Yuck, by the way.
Ryan waited until they'd all gone up the stairs, and then locked the door behind them.
Zach could let himself in later.
Next time there was a zombie attack, Ryan wasn't letting anyone wander off without him.
The end.
It's almost Halloween, and all my friends are wondering what they're gonna do.